Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is truly honored to be your loyal host and producer. And I want to remind you that you are certainly invited and welcome to join us every Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 by tuning in to 1550 AM, The Voice, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations. On the weekends, Saturdays from 1 until 3 and Sundays from 1 until 3. If, for whatever the reason, you're not able to join us when we're broadcasting on the radio from 1 until 2 and then 1 until 3 on the radio, then feel free to pick us up anytime you can by going to speakingwith.com and simply clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. We definitely want you to have opportunities to hear, whether, you know, you miss it because maybe you're working and you miss a segment here, you miss a segment there, miss an entire broadcast here or there. Maybe you're out of town for whatever the reason. And, you know, whether it's for business, whether it's for ministry, for whatever reason. But you say, but you know what? I still like to catch the program at least once while I'm out of town. No sweat. Just go ahead and go to speakingwith.com and click on Listen Online at Your Convenience, and you will be ready to rock and to roll. We'll have the program going for you there. Thank you again for joining me. I really do mean that. I appreciate you for joining me. Thank you also especially for being members of the Speaking With community who are truly active participants. You really join together with me as we think through these various topics, we talk through these various topics, and we develop the courage that we need to act once we've listened and maybe discussed it with someone else. Whatever it is about, whatever subject, topic may have been of interest that you decided you wanted to discuss with someone else. Thank you so much for being courageous people, part of the Speaking With community, who go ahead and say, you know what? There are some things that we can do to at least try to help make life better for our families, for coworkers, whoever. In our small world, we can't cover all the billions of people who live on this earth, but the people we do come into contact with can be that's just that small part of the world where maybe we can really do some good. Thank you so much for joining me in that mission. And I mean that. It is a mission. And I really appreciate you for it. I know a lot of you have sat back at times and said, wow, okay, now that's, whew, okay, let me catch my breath. Because sometimes we deal with issues. Well, we do deal with issues head on. Real talk about real life. Real talk about the real world. And we look at real considerations, and sometimes we really are challenged to really think about not only our positions on any given topic, but whether or not the position needs to be changed, whether or not we may need to change our position. That's why I so often encourage all of us. I have to tell myself, hey, look, let's be honest about this. Let's develop the courage we need to look at this situation honestly. Let's develop the humility that is needed to look at a situation honestly. Sometimes pride gets in the way of us looking at something honestly, not necessarily fear. For example, let's say that you're a member of this gender, and that's a group, or this ethnic group. And for whatever reason, you have decided that it really makes you feel good about yourself to put down the other gender or to put down the other ethnic groups. Makes you feel good. And that pride sometimes stands in the way of an honest look at whatever is being discussed when it comes to gender relations, race relations, or ethnicity relations. Pride. There are people who just enjoy putting others down. Not only is that mean-spirited, but it's haughty. It's proud. That's haughtiness and pride that are in the way. And it takes a person getting to the point where they say, hey, you know what? I know that's wrong. I need to give up that pride. And it takes strength to humble ourselves to the point where we say, well, you know what? I'm no longer going to look down on them. I'm no longer going to put them down. I'm going to work to see them as they really are. And when we start doing that, you begin to realize that humans have the same basic strengths and the same basic weaknesses, regardless of gender, regardless of age, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of nationality. We all have the same basic strengths and weaknesses. And we can all improve on who our Creator has made us to be. It takes strength, it takes courage, it takes humility. But it is all worth it. It is worth the effort. When it means becoming better people who can have better influences on other people. Those of you who have spent years, maybe even decades, priding yourselves on being a negative influence on others. I want you to try for 2 to 3 months checking yourselves, stopping yourselves in your tracks when you get ready to be a negative influence on someone. And every time you prepare to be a negative influence, reverse it, flip it, and deliberately say something to be a positive influence. And try for the next 2 to 3 months being only a positive influence. Trying to get people to do what is truly the good instead of being a negative influence. Just see how that makes you feel about yourself. All right, tomorrow, Sunday, Spiritual Perspectives, and we're going to take a look at the greatest gain. There are a lot of people on the earth now who have great wealth and great influence. How do you use your wealth and your influence? Do you generally use your wealth and influence for good or for evil? There was a man in Scripture who had some level of wealth. He was part of a group where many in that group, I'm not going to say all, but many in that group had great wealth. And they certainly had great influence over the masses. But this man came to the realization that all that he had been valuing from a worldly standpoint was really worth very, very little. When he came into the knowledge that there was someone far greater to have in his life. We're going to be talking about that this Sunday as we focus on the greatest gain. Again, speakingwith.com, in order to be about the business of listening online when you're not able to join us on air, but also if you want to simply hear it again. I know how it is. Sometimes we can hear a discussion a second time, a third time, and just get something that we may have missed before. And sometimes it's just about just hearing it again for the purpose of just really sealing it in our minds. So, speakingwith.com. Listen live, online, at your convenience. So, we were talking about how we can go about the business of changing our toddler brain way of thinking and behaving to the adult brain way of thinking and behaving. And I mentioned thinking, imagining, practicing. Now, let me share with you an example that Dr. Stosny shares to really give us some more details about that. You know, we talked about antecedents and triggers of the toddler brain behavior, etc. Well, we're going to look at that in more detail through a real-world example as soon as we come back. And I like doing that because a lot of times when we get those real-world examples like that, that fill in the blanks, that filling in the blank process helps to clear up the question marks that we have in our minds so that the questions get answered and we can truly move ahead. Let's start doing that in just a few.